Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So this started out as kind of a joke, kind of a observational humor that someone threw out there to their friend. Early in the semester, a female student at Washington State University, and yes, you guessed it, where Koberger was, someone who had Koberger as the teaching assistant in their class, fired off an email to a friend about her new teaching assistant. Her exact words, "My TA looks like a murderer." It was kind of flippant, you know, gallows humor line that students use about a professor who rubs them the wrong way or a classmate who comes across as too intense. Nobody thinks much of it in the moment. But in hindsight, that email reads less like a joke and more like a warning. The teaching assistant in question, of course, was Brian Koberger. And just weeks later, in December of 2022, he would be arrested and charged with the murders of 4 University of Idaho students. Most teaching assistants are forgettable. Their job is to grade papers, lead review sessions, and be approachable enough between the professor and the students. Kind of be, you know, the go-between. Years later, you might vaguely remember a TA who was kind or disorganized or generous with exam hints. Koberger was memorable for different reasons. Students recall his presence in classrooms not as reassuring or helpful, but unsettling. He left people feeling uncomfortable, diminished, and even unsafe. From the first weeks, Koberger carried himself with a stiffness and intensity that set him apart. Instead of easing into discussions, he came off as clipped and judgmental, like he was evaluating everyone else from a perch of superiority. He looked at people without really seeing them, scanning them as if they were part of a catalog of flaws that he was slowly making notes on. For classmates, it felt like an academic relationship, and less like an academic relationship and more like being studied by someone who didn't quite know how to blend in. It's an odd thought, an odd feeling if you're feeling like you are the one being studied. And you're not there to be studied. You're there to study. The demeanor was only part of all of this. The words he chose cut deeper. He told a divorced woman in class that she was broken. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, maybe you can't imagine, because people hear all sorts of horrible things from people every day. And from your teacher, teaching assistant, you know, he's part of the system. And for them to come to you, you're broken. He asked a deaf classmate if she thought it was responsible to procreate. If it was responsible. As if it would be irresponsible to procreate because you're deaf. Like this somehow doesn't, this takes you out of the perfect gene pool in Koberger's mind. You know, the same man who, after a date on Tinder, told the girl, "You have great birthing hips." There's a weird fascination here with Brian Koberger's brain and procreation. And SA. There doesn't seem to be any mention or even inkling that he thinks of that act in a way other than one of the two. Procreate? Good birthing hips? Or control an SA? Very black and white in a very bizarre way. He belittled women in ways that felt rehearsed, hiding behind academic jargon that barely concealed the insult underneath. Students said it didn't feel like clumsy social awkwardness. It felt targeted and intentional. The pattern was so obvious that complaints began stacking up, 13 of them in just 3 months, from students and faculty alike. The physical side of his presence amplified the discomfort. Students reported him standing too close, leaning over female classmates as they worked, or hovering in ways that felt invasive. Female grad students said he sometimes blocked the exit, and that he also shared offices, lingering, blocked the exit to shared offices, lingering in the doorway until someone else intervened so they could leave. "Hey, Brian, come over here. Let her leave." Oh. For young women just trying to focus on coursework, that behavior was more than odd. It was intimidating. And you got to picture this all. As we now know, Koberger took his phone and took those odd selfies. We saw the one, the thumbs up, that was taken hours after he murdered four people and then called his mommy in glee. If that mirror could talk, that mirror, oh, what it would say. In between his selfie snaps for himself, the words, the hate, the vitriol, the just disdain, I'm sure that was coming out of his mouth as he was building himself and tearing others down, specifically women in his mind. I can only imagine what the hell that was all about and what was said there. What's so interesting about him is he has this disdain for women, but seemingly a very tight relationship with mom. That might be a whole other video into itself. In fact, it probably is. I'm going to write that down right now. There we go. That psychological digging. We need to do a little more of that, because we've seen a lot of killers in the past that target women, but yet have very odd relationships with mom. Not in a S way. Although, some probably did, A fictional character, Norman Bates, seemed to kind of fit that mold a little bit. But sometimes people try to model themselves after fictional characters. I do not in any way think Mrs. Koberger had anything like that going on with her son. And I'm no way accusing her of that. I'm not trying to insult mom. I'm not trying to say anything negative about mom. What I want to examine, though, is the relationship that was there, what Koberger viewed he was getting out of it versus, I'm curious what she was getting out of it. Probably just a mother trying to be there for her disturbed son and didn't know what to do. It's kind of my guess. And how do you parent somebody like that? What do you, I'd be very curious to hear what it was like trying to parent Brian Koberger in younger years. And what a nightmare that must have been. While you're still trying to be there as a parent for your child, yet the kid's constantly going off the rails. And doesn't seem to recognize that rails are a concept in life. One undergraduate said he kept showing up at her office. Wouldn't leave her alone. Reached the point where her supervisor arranged to walk her home. Another described him following too closely down hallways, his steps matching hers. That's not weird. They'd run isolated gripes. They were experiences spread across multiple students, weaving together into a portrait of someone who misused his authority as a TA to assert control. I'd say he also used his sex to assert control. The fact that he was male, I think that was part of the play. TA, any place one could look at Brian Koberger and in his mind assert power to him, I think he would go down that road, no matter how raw, no matter how Neanderthalic it was. It didn't matter. If it got the job done, if it worked for Koberger, if it put him in control, no matter how uncomfortable that made other people, I don't think he cared. I don't think he even knew. I think it's the only mode that he knew. It was like the modality of interacting with women was this. There was no in between. It was utter dominance and control, mom, and that's it. There's no, hey, let's have a relationship. Let's get to know somebody closely other than mom. In a way that you don't get to know mom, talking like romantic relationship over here. I don't think he had a blueprint in his mind for any idea on how that works. There's mom and there's victims. There's prey, basically. Everything in between, it's not that he's skipping over it. I just don't think he knows it exists. I don't think he knows how to live in that world. And in no way am I trying to make an excuse for Brian Koberger. Just trying to figure out how that monsterish brain of his is working. I'm curious. Tell me your thoughts in the comments on YouTube. Among students, his reputation solidified quickly. The creepy TA. You didn't have to know him well to pick up on his vibe. Whispers about him spread in emails, texts, side-eye glances exchanged after he left the room. The offhand joke, my TA looks like a murderer, captured what many felt but didn't articulate out loud. The reputation was reinforced by smaller patterns, too. Peers noticed that he consistently arrived late to classes run by female professors. It happened often enough that students made a board to keep track of it. In parking lots, he cornered classmates with long, self-absorbed rants. One described being verbally kidnapped. Verbally kidnapped. For 3 hours, forced to listen as Koberger bragged he could pick up any women he wanted. It wasn't just arrogance, it was obsession with proving himself proving himself in ways he's never proven himself before, yet has the confidence as if this is just how life works. If he says it enough, others will believe him. Even if people who weren't listening. The structure of academia, those behaviors were noticed, complained about, even joked about, but they weren't treated as dangerous. The department logged the complaints, talked about them behind closed doors, but ultimately chalked much of it up to personality. Yes, it certainly was personality. To students, it felt like they were supposed to endure it until the semester ended. Then came November 13th of 2022, four University of Idaho students, Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Ethan Chapin, and Zana Kernodle, were murdered in their home just 20 minutes from WSU campus. When Carberger returned to class, students did notice the change. He looked disheveled, less polished. He stopped bringing his phone to class. And the man who usually thrived on talking suddenly avoided conversations about the murders. The few comments he did make were chilling. He remarked that the killer must have been, quote, pretty good. Maybe, quote, one and done. Like, hey, guys, look away. Maybe this was not the best idea. What a weird way to look at. Who looks at a quadruple homicide in general and go, that's a one and done. They're never going to do it again. I think the general thought process is on someone who commits a crime like that, well, they did it once. They're certainly capable of doing it again. Because there's only so many personality types that are capable of going through with that. So he was pretty good. We're talking positively about the guy. And a one and done, yeah. Hey, guys, one and done. Pretty good. Who wants Chick-fil-A for lunch? It wasn't said with shock or sadness, but in the clinical detachment of someone analyzing the case. Students who heard it didn't forget it. They also noticed his hands. Several classmates described seeing bruised knuckles, scratches that looked like claw marks, redness creeping up his skin. One noticed a bandage. Another said it looked like he'd been hitting something. The injuries stood out enough that at least one student reported them directly to police. Combined with his shift in demeanor, they deepened the unease already simmering in the classroom. Looking back, students realized their instincts had been screaming long before December, but in the moment, it was easier to make jokes or brush off discomfort as normal stress. Carberger was just that TA, creepy, arrogant, condescending. You avoided him when you could. You laughed about him with friends afterward. Nobody connected the dots to something darker. Which, I don't know, to me is very, that's, I'm surprised. These people just died right there. And the creepy, weird guy that people think could be a murderer shows up with scars and scratches and is disheveled. I don't know, my spidey sense would be like, I think this is the guy. But it's easy to Monday morning quarterback it. I just am surprised that that whole class, by the end of the first session that he did after the murders, wasn't lining up at the police station afterwards going, I think my professor might be the, or the teaching assistant might be the, I don't know. It's a different way of thinking. Different generation, different way of communicating, different way of thinking. I'm not faulting them. You know, if you're brought up in a culture that says, see something, say something, and you do it a lot, and you're seeing something and saying something, and nothing happens, eventually you just stop saying something. And when you stop saying something, you won't be quite as aware because, well, the purpose of saying something is you got to see something first. And if there's nothing to say anymore because nobody's listening, you're going to stop noticing things too. So even if you do see something and you say something, what's the point half the time if nothing gets done? I feel like a lot of young people have been conditioned that way. I feel most everybody has been conditioned to feel that way today. It's a cliche word. See something, say something. Well, then you got to stop something. If we're going to do that, there's another step. It's not a feel-good exercise. I remember being in a movie theater about 5 years ago. Very odd individual came in, very baggy clothing, walked in like midway through the movie, sat down in the very back row, looked like he might be hiding something underneath that very baggy clothing. I got out of there. I let the manager know. I saw something, I said something. Ah, it's nothing. It'll be fine. No, like really, seriously, it's felt weird, sir. This is not, I don't know. Like, I've been to a lot of movies in my life. You know, I'm the 40-year-old talking to Skippity Doodah, the 19-year-old manager at the Cinema 5. And Skippity Doodah didn't want to do anything. Then he brought over the manager who, you know, maybe in his 30s, saw a little bit more life. Also, it's all good. Doing something requires courage. It requires action. It requires, you know, being accountable for why you're doing something. And everybody is in such a self-preservation mode that if you're doing the wrong thing, there's such a fear of getting fired or in trouble or just being uncomfortable. Oh God, heaven forbid we're uncomfortable, that nothing gets done. It's been being more uncomfortable than ever before because we don't want to be uncomfortable doing the things that we need to do. So we live in worlds where this stuff becomes the norm. Nobody connected the dots to something darker. When news broke on December 30th that he had been arrested, the shock hit hard. Students revisited every interaction, every unsettling comment, every time he leaned too close or smirked too long. The complaints that once seemed like routine paperwork now read like a chorus of warnings. The emotional fallout was, of course, intense. Some felt relief that he was off campus. They no longer had to see his face in their classrooms. Others felt shaken by the realization of how close they had become to someone accused of such brutal violence. One student told investigators she couldn't shake the thought that she'd joked about him looking like a murderer, only to have it come true. Four women who had been cornered, mocked, or belittled, the arrest reframed their semester. What once felt like intimidation in an academic setting or an aloof individual was now seen as part of a larger continuum of behavior. The arrogance, the misogyny, the need for control, they weren't quirks. They were markers of a mindset capable of escalating. And you know what? Anybody with that level of arrogance, anybody with that level of misogyny, anybody with that need for control is capable of escalating. We don't need to wait all the time for them to do it. It's us waiting in fear of them that feeds them to escalate. They're in control when they know you are in fear. The institutional response added another layer of frustration. Some students said their concerns had been minimized as overreactions. Faculty described his behavior as just Brian being Brian. Those reassurances now rang hollow. They wonder how many times predatory behavior is dismissed until it crosses an unthinkable line. The most haunting part of the student's perspective is how ordinary it felt at the time. They knew he was creepy. They knew he made people uncomfortable, but the churn of graduate school surrounded by personalities of every kind, it was easier to normalize it than to demand action. The laughter, the jokes, the whispered emails, they were coping mechanisms, not solutions. In hindsight, story's clear. Students were living alongside red flags that were loud enough to put in writing, loud enough to file as normal complaints, loud enough to whisper about in hallways. But the system treated those flags as minor irritations, inconveniences. Oh, we got a troublemaker over here, but The system's not looking at the troublemaker as the misogynistic, controlling, egomaniacal freak that Brian Koberger is. They're looking at the students as the problem.
Ah, they're raising hell about that weird guy that we hired. Oh, we'd have to admit fault here if we hired a weird guy. He's not up to what we thought he was, and we're going to be, you know, looking not the greatest. We'd rather not do that. Let's just keep moving here until the semester is done. We'll get rid of him. Yeah. When someone pulls the fire alarm, it means exit the building. Doesn't mean wait a while and sit there and tell ourselves stories of how the building's not burning down despite the smoke that's slowly moving in through the door and choking you out. The students who endured Koberger as her TA now know what it feels like to be in the orbit of someone who used his role not to mentor, but to dominate. Their instincts were right all along. They just didn't know how right until it was too late. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You'll find us and you can comment. While you're there, press subscribe as well so you don't miss any of our coverage in this and the many cases we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.